Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have a very special guest calling us up across the world. Well, not really. But we have a very special international guest calling us from Australia. We talked to them in February about their single called Phone Call, which is off their most recent album called Happy Birthday. It's Stu Patterson from Empty Threats here to talk about their sophomore record, Happy Birthday. Good morning to you, Stu. How are you doing?
Good morning and happy birthday. Happy birthday to you all.
First off, happy birthday. Let's get that out of the way. First off, happy birthday.
Let's get that straight.
Let's get it ironed out. Happy birthday. Have you got a big birthday celebrations planned?
Yeah, massive. We're celebrating by jumping onto an early morning flight to Sydney. And we're going to play a show tonight. And we've got lots of cakes. We've got lots of, you know, birthday things. Whatever people
party
have for birthdays,
favors,
you know,
streamers,
hats.
There's annoying little plastic trumpet thingies.
Oh, that's all we have. We're taking away all of our instruments, and it's all just going to be those annoying little trumpet kazoo things.
That'd be fantastic. I think the music industry is really calling for innovation like that. I think so.
It might be the last time that we ever play a gig, but it's that's what you get.
How do you navigate the travel admin when you're flying as a musician? I've heard nothing but very mixed things and oftentimes very bad things.
When it works out, you feel like you're on top of the world. When it doesn't, you don't feel like you're on top of the world. So, yeah, when it works, it's good. And I'm glad that we could get a Zoom in today and this is working. So this is good.
Yeah, maybe when you don't get your shit sorted out, it's not a happy birthday. It's a bit of a sad, it's a really sad birthday.
It's one of those sad birthdays, yeah. We've all had them, hey?
Everyone should at least have one sad birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
One sad birthday.
I hope nobody has one, but...
Well, you know, I mean, some people deserve them.
Some people. Mm-hmm.
Some people. Now, the band's Empty Threats. When are we going to make some full threats? I'm talking full-throated threats, letters of intent. When are you going to start making some of those?
I reckon as of probably the next time we come over to Aotearoa, actually. that's when we go full threat.
Typical Australian.
Yeah.
Secretly wanting to control the country right next to it.
Yeah, you know, it's just how it goes. It's actually I prefer it over there. It's it's a bit dull over here, so if you'll take us in, please.
Well, we can take you in. We can take you in maybe but it actually has to be on one of your birthdays. It can't be on any other day. Department of Internal Affairs has this new policy. It doesn't really make any sense. But we're going to have to run.
Well, all right. It'll be December then. December 19th. That's when I'll come over.
Well, speaking of months, the initial plan for this album was for it to release in July. What caused the pushback to September?
Well, so we're kind of doing it DIY for this one. So we did have a record label, Pack Records, out of Adelaide, Ghana country, which is our hometown, and they sadly are no longer. So it was our first release in a long time, actually, where we've been like, oh, all right, we have no record label, so let's see what we're gonna do. So we're just trying to find some people to release it, and we're gonna push it back even more, but then ended up just, you know, we'll just release it. So not the planned date, but it was originally going to be at the end of the year. So, well, not originally, but after the original date, end of the year. So I'm glad it's not end of the year, because we need to have music out there. It's good to have music out there.
How would it being on a record label with this release change how it would have been released?
I think... I mean, sometimes I don't really know. Hey,
I think me too. I wonder.
I don't know. I think, you know, obviously they would be paying for pressings and whatnot, but we ended up finding Sam, who is our manager. He started up his own record label in the last couple of months. So this will be the first pressing on his brand new record label. So kind of worked out pretty well.
That's incredible stuff. Another thing incredible about the band is that you all have incredible medieval sort of outfits in a lot of the promo, and I assume these are also day-to-day outfits. I mean, someone literally has a suit of armor in the band, which is nuts. I love it. What roles do you each carry out in the band? You know, who's the cleric, who's the knight, who's the paladin, who's the priest? What's the goal?
I mean, I'm going to have to say I'm probably the knight, hey, because I'm the one wearing the armor.
True.
I reckon the cleric is probably Michael, the drummer, and then the priest is probably Lenny. I reckon Alex is like the... What would Alex be? Alex is Mage. Actually in the car with me right now. Alex, what would you be? Yeah, I was thinking that too. Evil sorcerer, mage type thing.
Warlock, yep. A warlock.
A warlock thing. Mm. Grace is probably... What would Grace be? Just like a guardian angel. And then Matt would be... What would Matt be?
He'd be like a...
An orc or a goblin, yeah. So
you've got to have one. You got to have one.
You got to have one. You know, in every famous fantasy conquest team, you know,
there's always one orc or goblin just hobbling around, causing no good. Yeah, the hobbling goblins. Now, this album was recorded in a shed in the Flinders Mountain Range. It sounds like it was a little rough and tumble, as you had to use a power generator at points to use guitar amps. How do you find navigating the acoustics in that shed?
Well, I reckon the power generator was louder than everything else. Hey, those things are crazy, but yeah, it was a cool experience because we only had a certain amount of fuel, so we really had to choose and pick our moments of when we wanted to amp things up. But yeah, we're in this a shearer's quarters for 2 weeks. It was freezing, like Southern Flinders Ranges, which is just 5 hours north of Adelaide, which is just pure desert. Mm. So it gets really cold because we weren't there over summer because it gets way too hot. So we essentially were just stuck in this room for 2 weeks in this shearer's quarters. I'd say we probably had earplugs. I don't think we did, though. And yeah, probably was loud. I can imagine it would be loud. We don't necessarily do things softly as a band.
I mean, that's very true. That's very, very true. Did that experience entice you to take up a life in a more remote place without instant access or modern amenities?
Yeah, definitely. We're actually on the way up. There's a town called Jamestown. And we're actually looking at the real estate there. And you can buy the old bank for like $200,000.
Yo.
So, like, I don't know what we're doing in the city here. I think we should be in rural South Australia.
Yeah.
Buying old banks and setting them up into studios.
Rich people love buying old banks and setting them up into studios. I think that's that's one way, that's the key to success in life. Buying old bank, and you'll inherit the sort of spiritual residue of the bank.
Oh, absolutely. And I think hopefully that embodies us to become rich, you know?
Mm-hmm. And speaking of richness, there's a richness of subject matter on this thing. It's a little less political and more lonely, frenetic and disturbed and heartbroken than your previous effort, Monster Truck Mondays.
Yeah.
What prompted that change from the sort of political to the personal?
Well, I think, like, at the time, we're all kind of going through, like, lots of turmoil and lots of, individual growth. So it was, a lot more insular, looking inwards, and it was kind of like a nice snapshot of where we were about a year ago. A year and a bit ago, whenever we recorded it. A lot more sad, I'd say, compared to some of the other things. But I think there's a couple tracks on there which, you know, we're always chucking a bit of political kind of commentary on different things. But Yeah, no, it's the Empty Threat's depressive album for sure.
It's the downer.
It's the downer.
And
gotta have one.
You gotta have one. Is everyone feeling okay after that year last year? Sounds like it was a tumultuous time.
Yeah, well, so it was kind of like, well, it was like 2023, 2024, so that's kind of end of 23, going into 24. Like, for me, at least, it was like the start of the journey of, like, getting diagnosed with autism. So at the time, it was very, it was a lot. It was a lot on my mind, and I'm like, oh, God, you know, 27 years of not knowing I had this and 27 years of masking and, yeah, the start of that journey, which is a lot. And so it's nice looking back a few years later and being like, yeah, cool, all right, that was a period. I think we're all doing much better in our lives and have a bit more understanding of each other and how we work, how the cogs in our brains work. So yeah, it's a nice little snapshot.
Do you think that figuring out those things has also allowed kind of a new level of creative chemistry in the band?
Yeah. I mean, we're in the midst of writing the next album at the moment, which is coming along. But you know, we've got Merry Christmas. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. It's gonna be. It's good. You know, you get your depressing Happy Birthday album, and then you get your happy, uplifting Merry Christmas album. That's actually coming out in December 25th, you know?
Oh, man!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I predicted it so much.
Yeah.
Now, last time...
All the hits.
In February, you were on here. I asked if you considered doing an album called Cybertruck Sundays, as you previously released a project called Monster Truck Mondays. You gave me a tentative yes. Would you also consider Semi-Truck Saturdays?
Absolutely, but you know, I do like the Cybertruck. What was it? Tuesdays, Fridays,
Cybertruck Sundays,
Sundays. That one's also pretty good, but
could be a remix album.
Yeah, definitely. Look, invoice us in a bit for those ideas, because we'll definitely be taking them.
Okay, well, I also had Fire Truck Fridays, Trailer Truck Thursdays, Wide Bed Wednesdays, and Tow Truck Tuesdays. So if you want to use any of those, just tap me on the shoulder.
That's probably great.
Have my email. We can figure something out.
Tow Truck Tuesdays. That's kind of like the disheveled, you know, we've been in band for 15 years, kind of like, you know, we're a bit too burnt out, disheveled Tow Truck Tuesdays.
Amen to that. I'm glad you're drawing that inspiration from that silly little phrase. Can we expect a New Zealand visit later in the year? You did say you love us.
I really hope so. We're working with Lara from Junk Mail to hopefully bring us back over at some point. End of the year or start of next year. We're definitely going to be back. 200%.
Awesome.
Yeah, we missed the pies and the lolly cakes.
I haven't had lolly cake for so long. It's a nuts contraption. I love it.
It was interesting, like, sharing around with the band and getting everybody's it kind of feels like you either love it or you hate it. Half of the band loved it, half of the band hated it.
Mm. What was your opinion on lolly cake?
I gave it a 7 out of 10, I think.
Mm.
I think Alex gave it a 10 out of 10.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm either probably 5 or 6 or 4, depending on the day, depending on the mood. Depending on the cake as well. It's all about that cake. I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program, Stuart, and having silly chats about the new record, Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday. You have any final words? Any final words for our lovely listeners?
It's someone's birthday every day of the year,
especially for the descendants of Genghis Khan. They have a birthday
exactly
every year, because there's like a billion of them.
Happy birthday, Genghis Khan.
Happy birthday, Genghis Khan. Indeed. Thank you for coming on, Stu. I really appreciate it. Hope that you guys all travel safe, and I can't wait to hear Merry Christmas when it comes out on December 25th.
Thank you very much, and a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year indeed. Take care. All right, folks. That was Stu Patterson from Empty Threats joining us from Aussie. We're talking to them about the band's latest record, Happy Birthday. We're going to play the track Bus Stop. from the new record. You are indeed listening to The One. It's 10:39. I'll see you at 10:50 for the last segment, Kai Time. Kia ora.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.